That's the prize? A free buffet?
Oh, well, no, actually, it's not a buffet. It's a special reception at 10 o'clock in the penthouse conference room.
Oh.
Where a spectacular once-in-a-lifetime opportunity awaits you.
What do you think?
I think it's some kind of scam.
Oh, good, a scam. We'll do it.
And that's from the movie Rat Pack. And if you've ever heard those ads that, or if somebody is a the telemarketers that call up, and you just get that feeling, this is a scam. I just smell a scam. You don't want to be taken in by it. You want to really, if they're offering something that sounds too good to be true, it's very likely that it is. Now, after hearing this movie drop from the Rat Pack, my husband and I, anytime we hear something on radio that sounds like a scam or snake oil, you know, they're selling snake oil or something, or a wonderful trip that you know you're not going to ever get, just some sort of come on, my husband and I look at each other and say, oh, great, it's a scam. I am Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist here to take your calls and questions and help you not get involved with any scams, including scams by family members. Maybe it's your mother-in-law who's trying to guilt you into doing things that you don't want to do. Maybe it's somebody in business who's trying to get you to partner with them, and you know that they will take advantage of you. Or maybe it's yourself. Maybe you're not treating yourself well. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner again. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DRKENNER, and you can call me with any question that you would ask a counselor or a therapist. And even though it's not therapy, it's an opportunity to get some tips that may put you on the right track. Right now, I want to welcome Will to the show. Will, you're having marital problems?
Well, it's causing a marital problem. The story is, I had prostate cancer about 7 years ago.
Okay.
But now my wife, she's younger than I am. She's wanting a baby. And I've told her before that, you know, with prostate cancer and radiation, your chances of getting someone pregnant are pretty slim. So we went to a place to see about getting some intravenous fertilization done.
Yeah.
And they do artificial insemination.
Yeah.
But after they tested her, they found out she had low fertility rates, and they said her chances of conceiving a baby would be ultra slim, and they wouldn't recommend doing it until she took fertility treatments for it instead first.
Yeah.
But the amount of money they want for fertility treatments is a lot more money than what we have.
Yeah.
I've tried to get a loan at the bank. I don't have a credit card with that high of a credit limit. So I've told her we just can't afford to do it. Maybe we should adopt, or maybe we should foster a parent. Maybe we could get a baby that way.
Right.
Just me both ways. Say, yeah. No, I want my own child. And that was like about a year and a half ago. And now all she keeps on doing is hitting me all the time. Every now and then is, I don't love her because I won't give her a baby.
She hits you, she hits you with words, or she physically hits you?
No. With words.
With words. So she's real angry with you. Well, here's the biggest question that I have for you. It is your life, Will. Do you want a baby, given the context that you have prostate cancer and that you don't have a lot of expendable money?
Well, I guess I feel like, you know, that I do make a good monthly income. I just don't have a lot of money in savings right now at this time. I think we could afford a baby, you know, from a month-by-month standpoint.
Well, month by month is not that good in this economy, though.
Well, I don't know. If I tried to hear if we can afford it, I would get more angry. I just know I would. So I guess I don't know for sure what I should do then.
Okay. Well, the question I'm asking, it isn't just her life. I know you're in a marriage, but it takes two to tango, and it takes two to bring up a child, and it takes two willing parents. And there's no right for any individual to try to force the other partner to have a child. It just isn't there. If she wants a child and it's not working out, whether it's physically or financially, or just that you don't have, well, financially in two ways. One, that the fertilization process is very costly. And the second is, and she doesn't like the alternatives, which you generously offered her to adopt or to try being a foster parent and see where that led. But if you're going to be living month by month with a baby, just trying to make ends meet in an economy that's not a growing economy, you know, it is your life too. And that is definitely a mutual decision. She has the right to leave the marriage if it's more important than...
That's what she's going to do. She's talked about, made comments about before, saying stuff like that. Like, you know, that if you don't give me what I deserve, you might come home one night and I'll be gone.
Well, that doesn't sound like the basis for a romantic relationship. If a husband came home and said, honey, if you don't give me sex tonight, then I may come home one day and I may be gone. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. And a baby, again, is a joint decision, Will. And if either one of you doesn't want it, I mean, this is something that obviously it's good to talk about before you get married.
That's what I thought she should have done. If she was interested in having a baby, she should have told me that when we started dating.
Yeah, how long have you guys been married?
It would be
5.5 years. Yeah, I've seen this happen in therapy time and again, where a woman definitely wants a baby, but just forgot to have that conversation in advance of being married. And so the guy feels what? The guy feels tricked into it, and he feels somewhat used because he feels like, what is she really after? Am I the primary? Is she in love with me? Or is she just using me to have a baby?
That's so exactly what I feel.
Yeah, so if that's the case, a genuine romantic relationship is fundamentally not between the child and the parent. The romantic relationship, a marriage, is between whom?
Right. I had similar talks like that with him before on the idea of, did you just marry me just to try to have a baby, or did you marry me for me?
And what does she say?
She basically says stuff like, says, well, you know, I didn't at first think I wanted a baby, but after I got married, now I'm getting older and everything, I feel like I want to have a baby now. She says, but so don't put me in the spot where you think that I'm picking having a baby over you.
Okay, so it's true that she may want it. The fact that she said she deserves it, that is the bullying part. I don't think that's fair. She can genuinely say to you, I would love to have a baby with you. I would love to have it look like both of us. I mean, that's a different approach rather than I deserve it. If you don't give it to me, I'm out of here, honey. So you need to learn how to resolve a conflict like this. I wrote a book with another author that I would recommend, and it's called, if you think of self-esteem or self-respect or self-valuing, our book is called The Selfish Path to Romance. But we don't mean selfish in the way of running roughshod over each other, taking advantage over each other, my way or the highway. We don't mean it that way at all, Will. We mean how to value Will. You value yourself. You value your wife. She values herself. She values you. And you mutually find things in your life that make your relationship stronger and stronger. Our subtitle is How to Love with Passion and Reason. You can get that on Amazon.com, or you can check...
When I get home.
Pardon?
I said I'll look for that when I get home.
Yeah, or you can go to... We have a website. Actually, it's hard to forget this one, selfishromance.com.
Okay, I can remember that.
Right, and it's basically, it is yourself, your life, and you want to see what's good for you long range. You've only been married 5.5 years. You know, I'm saying that my husband and I have been married, how many years? 36 or something years. So you decide, is this the best course for you together? And how can she express herself a little better and see and really have a thoughtful conversation as to whether it would work out for both of you? Thank you so much for your call, Will.
Thank you, Mel.
Well, folks, if you're planning on going vacation, or maybe you're just looking for a new book to read, pick up The Selfish Path to Romance with Dr. Ellen Kenner and with Dr. Edward Locke. The book is so important for those who seek a healthy, loving relationship. Are you someone that always seems to choose the wrong person? Well, then you need to read this book. Or maybe you just want to improve your relationship. Understanding what sex is good and why it's good. Perfect book for anyone making a change in a relationship. Maybe you're going to explore a dating service. Learn how to avoid making bad romantic choices. Maybe you have a family member who's coming out of a difficult relationship. Why not get the book for them? Dr. Kenner explains why your need should be met and why it's so important for someone to be comfortable, love themselves before they can love another. Stop watching everyone else be happy. Chapter 1 is free online at drkenner.com. This could change your life. Stop settling. Start enjoying your life of romance and passion. The Selfish Path to Romance, available on Amazon right now.